When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, it's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Tis the season. Tip it responsibly, baby. Scotty's Maryland made and amazingly smooth. You know who else is amazingly smooth? Is our buddy Joe Maloney.
Maloney
used to work for the Skins. Now he's running government affairs, I think is the appropriate term, for the American Gaming Association. What up, Joe? How are you, buddy?
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Same to you, brother.
Merry Christmas, man. I don't know that you consume my content anymore, Joe, now that you're out of the football game. I'm just sad. I know it might still happen, but yesterday was just such a gut punch. I don't believe in any politicians. These people come to Washington with their own self-interests, and that's all that matters, and nobody cares about the people that live here.
Yeah, you've covered that, I think. Reliably over the last 4 to 5 years, JP, and in your coverage of this issue specifically. And I think that is something that is extremely disappointing. If not, the way it felt yesterday was, I would describe it as devastating, because something that a lot of stakeholders that care about this community, that care about this city, that truly prize what this organization has meant for the city and its region and what RFK represents, to be at the literal doorstep at the 1-yard line. A year ago, I was on Radio Row talking to both of you, and you asked me kind of where we are after the House voted overwhelmingly to pass this legislation. And I said, we just had a really good kickoff return, but we're still on our side of the field. And I think we described it as a B. Mitch kickoff return. We advanced the ball all the way to the 1-yard line yesterday. And I just still cannot describe how this all happened. It feels devastating. There's still a chance, gentlemen, but it's, I certainly can empathize and how it felt having worked on this. I can sympathize because I know what this tract of land actually means to both of you and to all the fans. And by sympathize, I didn't grow up here going to games at RFK like you did, JP, and of course, B. Mitch, you actually playing there. So I know it means a lot, and I think we all have reason to feel kind of down about this. But I know the people that are taking this on are working really hard to run to the tape.
What type of percentage chance do you give it?
I'd probably give it less than 10%. I think there's still a shot of getting it in, but it's one of those things, to use a football analogy. It's like being on the 1-yard line. We took a sack on second down. We took a holding penalty on second and long. We wasted precious time on the clock. Like, there's just so many things that are pushing us further and further back from the goal line, B. Mitch, all of which, by the way, are completely out of our control, right? So, but I would put it at about less than 10%. But there's still an opportunity, there's still a chance, and I know people are still working really hard to get across the finish line here today.
B, you remember the Commanders had it might have been the football team, might have been the Commanders. When they were in LA, we were all in LA, and I think they had first a goal from like the 3 with 3.5 minutes left, and they just didn't score and time expired.
Yep.
I feel like that's where we're at here. It was definitely against the Rams, it was definitely in LA. Dude, all right. So you're saying a 10% chance of happening?
Less than 10%.
Less than 10% chance of happening. Is that now or ever?
That's right now. That's right now. I mean, we can have a different conversation about what happens if it doesn't get done today, but that's right now. I think the speaker obviously has to figure out how to get 218 votes in some way, shape, or form over the course of the next several hours to keep the government from shutting down.
Yeah, when does the government close? Like, how close are they to a big trouble?
11:59 tonight. We've experienced the whiplash around this for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
With these funding deadlines, and you know, the government has shut down for a short period of time. They could float something very short, a funding measure that's literally 2 weeks until they come back in January. They could do something over the 3 months. There's so much flying right now. I mean, I'm on the phone here refreshing Twitter with some of our favorite reporters that I know are also fans of the show. Apparently a meeting just ended with the House Republican Caucus, House leadership on the GOP side, and there's news of a new vote coming. But it could be multiple different pieces, and like, are we in there? Is RFK in there, right? And so I'm sure that a lot of folks that have been working hard on this issue, like Eric Flack and Sam Fortier, are trying to figure that out and let the fans know. But this is pretty high stakes at this point, not just simply for RFK, obviously, but you know, for funding the government and keeping our federal workers in place, leading up to the holidays, obviously. And there's just so much transition to take place after the new year.
You know, we stop shutting down the government, just put a little clause in there. If they shut down, they don't get paid. I promise you, they'll never shut it down.
Yeah, absolutely. But JP, I think you're asking the right question, which is, what does this mean if it doesn't get done? And, I would offer that this is something that folks have worked on for 10 years. People have been working on this, since the Fenty administration, since the Obama administration, mm-hmm. An enormous amount of work. And yes, Dan Snyder masqueraded in and out of this issue, obviously, and that probably wasn't helpful. And then you could say the team name made it difficult in 2018 and 2019. And then, beginning in 2021, when I started with the club, it was, put your head down and let's do the work and let's figure out the ways to get this done. And there's been an enormous amount of time and resources invested. And I would say, obviously, most importantly, with the mayor and her team, who have done an admirable job. And
she's got to be so pissed, dude.
I can only imagine. To be a mayor as long as she has, been one of the most, I think, the longest popularly elected mayor in this country right now, currently. To go through something such as this over this period of time has just got to just be exhausting, I would think. But like I said, their heads are down. They're going to stay committed, run through the tape here.
Talking with our friend Joe Maloney from the American Gaming Association, longtime Capitol Hill veteran with some time in the NFL, worked on this RFK issue, now is kind of watching it from the sidelines as we all see it unfold. I have a crazy conspiracy theory, and I don't even know that I should say this, but what the hell? It's almost Christmas. I don't think it's getting done before midnight. Like, at this point, they got much bigger fish to fry. Unfortunately, I think RFK was just shrapnel in a political fallout. And I wish this thing had happened in the FAA bill I was told about 2 months ago, but it didn't because everybody sucks. but going forward, like, Trump's about to take over. He strikes me, I've never met the man, but he strikes me as a fella that likes to claim victories. Do you think it's crazy that Trump strikes me as a dude that would like the NFL to owe him a favor? Like, do you think there's a chance he gets this thing done and then, like, takes a gigantic victory lap?
So, certainly, right? I mean, if there's one thing we know about the president-elect, it's he's a deal maker, art of the deal. It is certainly... it's certainly a possibility. I can't speak to his wants and his desires around this. He's clearly, a very successful real estate investor as well. So clearly understands the real estate and economic development opportunity that would come with, a multi-use sports entertainment district here in the District of Columbia. So certainly not going to dispute what would be, I think, a really substantive working knowledge of how these types of deals come together. The construct, however, JP, remains exactly the same. And the key stakeholders, I'd argue, particularly in the House, remain the same, Chairman Comer. And he is ever more powerful and will continue to be on the House side and within the Republican caucus. So there's a world where I don't think anyone in the incoming administration is intentionally trying to throw sand in the gears right now on RFK to then claim a victory in the new year and in their administration. But yes, you could sit from afar and certainly say that I still like the clubs and the city's chances in a Trump administration. It's just, there's still the first article of the Constitution, which is about the legislative branch, and you still have to get a deal done with the legislative branch. And JP and B. Mitchell, you both noted and covered throughout this saga over the last 10 years, the legislative branch has consistently been a problem on this issue, and it's been just very hard to get a deal done. We literally found a savior in Chairman Comer, and we had a wonderful and participatory stakeholder in Joe Manchin, the jurisdictional authority on these types of issues in the Senate. He's now leaving. We're starting from scratch in the Senate on this now.
Golly.
You had Maryland and senators with some demand. So it's really hard, though. It's really hard to get this construct through the legislative branches, the answer.
As much as I've blasted all of these carpetbaggers, shout out to Comer, shout out to Manchin. I knew Comer's involvement. I don't know the parliamentary nonsense of all this, but at least some people had a vision for what belongs and should be celebrated by every American is a dope-ass stadium in the nation's capital 100%. That can be a source of pride for the whole country, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. But people refuse to have vision because they're so blinded by their own ideological baloney. Anyway, I'm going to get all hot again. I've promised myself not to
care. I thought you wanted Joe to come on and talk you off the ledge.
Yeah,
you seem to be inching out.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let me say this, and I think you guys I think have an important role here because people listen to you, and then people hear what you both share, and they act accordingly in communicating with their constituents and their elected representatives. And what I'd say is the RFK transfer, very much in line with the incoming administration's focus on reducing costs, reducing the federal government's footprint. This structure and this 170 acres sits under federal government possession and costs the federal government money, okay? You have to continually upkeep. You have maintenance. You have riparian areas that still are environmentally sensitive that we put taxpayer dollars towards and protecting, okay? All of these things are going to be taken off of the backs of the federal government and will go to the District of Columbia, who will then probably have all of these things rehabilitated and have the decrepit, rusted structure taken down with the help of private capital investment. So this as a policy is very much in keeping with what Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will come in and begin to move forward across a variety of things in the federal government with their Department of Government Efficiency. So I think we can really, really, really hammer that nail here, gentlemen, that this is something that is very and largely consistent with the ideological viewpoints of this incoming administration. So in that sense, it's intellectually consistent.
That's what makes you, Maloney. You're already figuring out the way to sell it to the next batch of guys. I hope you're right, bro. I told all the parents to turn their radios off. I'm going to say it again. Last night was like when I learned Santa Claus isn't real. I can't believe. I think it's pretty clear what I want to happen. I can't go all in anymore. I'm running out of chips here. What last one, Maloney? This is our friend Joe Maloney. He knows how the government works. The rest of us are all just pawns. Because you worked on the team side of this thing too, what is their timeline? Like, at some point, you got a fish or cut bait here, and Maryland's only going to sit there with $500 million or whatever the offer is. I think Wes Moore's playing this brilliantly. Like, hey, we're here. We got a bunch of cash. Happy to build you something dope. I think what is the team's timeline where eventually they're like, we can't deal with these freaking politicians?
I think that it's all about right site, right place, right deal, right package. And I think you're exactly right. I think the governor, Governor Moore has been patient. I think the Maryland political establishment has said the second you are ready to have a serious conversation, we are ready. There is political alignment. I mean, let's be honest, JP, 2 days ago, I think a city council member was on your station saying, no way, stadium here. That doesn't exist in Maryland. Yes, there are probably pockets in Maryland that would oppose public subsidies for a stadium, but there's going to be a very handsome package put on the table. And I sort of soberly and dispassionately did work with the club. It wasn't my job to care about where the stadium ended up. It was just trying to preserve optionality for Josh when he arrived. I think the timeline is short, to answer your question, JP. I think they want to get into a new stadium as quickly as possible. I think it hamstrings the organization from a revenue standpoint, from a business standpoint. And I think there is a very willing and able dance partner with a great site, a great parcel, and probably a great package. Yep. And let me just say this. Whatever Josh and Co. built, Mitch, Mark, everybody, whatever they decide to do, it is going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. It is going to be SoFi on steroids. It will be an absolutely fabulous, fantastic place to watch a football game, so long as it's not in Dumfries. It's going to be amazing. So keep that in mind, really, because I think Maryland becomes ever more attractive, because I don't think this is going to get any easier in terms of RFK transfer if it doesn't get done in the next 24 hours. I think this whiplash is just going to continue over and over again.
Well, he said he wanted to know something by the end of the year. He don't get it by the end of the year. Blame yourselves.
They might not go home with the hottest girl at the bar, but there's still plenty of good-looking girls.
They got enough money. They can get the hottest girl still, Jay.
Not touching that one here before the holidays, gentlemen. You know,
Landover will never be RFK, but it doesn't mean Landover can't be dope. Joe, thank you, brother. Have a very Merry Christmas, man. I appreciate you trying to you're trying. I might just be broken on this topic, but you're trying, and I appreciate that.
Okay. Hey, thanks, gentlemen. Have a wonderful holiday.
All right, Joe. Take care, brother.
Take care.
It's our guy, Joe Maloney. It sure sounds like Landover, B. When we come back, good news. This might actually walk me off the ledge. Greg Rosenstein is a reporter for NBC News on a national level, and he does sports all over the country, and he and I talked about this a while back. He did a story on, hey, fans are flocking back to the burgundy and gold because they see an organization that they can love again. Let's bring some love into our hearts in this Christmas season. Nobody go anywhere.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.